Tom has a reputation for Southern hospitality. It's something that brings many of our guests back year after year, and that's because of you.
The Pensacola Little Theater was just about filled on a Sunday evening in January as Pensacon held its annual volunteer training and orientation. Cheryl Sackman is the volunteer coordinator for Pensacon.
We usually try to shoot for between 700 and 800 volunteers. We can make the convention happen with less, and our group of volunteers are so dedicated. If we had 400 people, they'd find a way to make it happen.
Well, I think we have more volunteers than a lot of conventions have, but I mean, a lot of that has to do with our size. As we continue to grow, we need more people.
Mike Ensley is the founder and CEO of Pensacon. He says the volunteers are an important part of the convention experience.
To make that experience really great for everyone, we want to make sure there's plenty of people there that can help them and see them to where they need to be, take care of their needs, make sure that everybody knows, you know, what's happening, when, that sort of thing, as well as taking care of our celebrities and our vendors, because everybody's important to us at the convention.
If you've got a good heart and a willing attitude, we can find a place for anybody, whatever their skill set is.
This is Sackman's fifth year as volunteer coordinator for Pensacon. She stays in touch with her team leaders and the volunteers at large year-round through a Facebook page to keep them involved and excited about the event. She says volunteers come from all over and they keep coming back.
We have folks that come from all over the U.S. A lot of them come from other parts of Florida. We have people that come over from Louisiana, Mississippi. People come from all up and down the Eastern Seaboard.
Because she remains involved with the volunteers year-round, the regular volunteers have dubbed Sackman the Pensamom.
My very first year as volunteer coordinator, two of my celebrity handlers came up and said, "We've been talking to Michael Rooker about you, and we've been telling him about the Pensamom, and he wants to meet you." And I just kind of laughed it off. I don't get to leave the third floor. I don't get to go meet celebrities. I work with the volunteers almost exclusively. I was standing there at the desk eating a bag of potato chips, and then all of a sudden right in front of me is Michael Rooker. And he was like, "I want to see the Pensamom." And I got potato chips all in my mouth and everything. And it took me by surprise. And then later during that convention, his aide came up and we gave him a volunteer shirt. And he asked if I would autograph his shirt. And he went around to all the team leaders and the team admins and asked if they would autograph his shirt because they were so impressed with how Pensacon conducted itself and the way we treated our guests.
Well, I mean, it's everything. There are volunteers who, you know, sit with the celebrities all weekend at their table as they're, you know, signing autographs. We have a team that just escorts people. Like if they're going to a photo op or a panel, they take them there. We have a huge transportation team, obviously, with over 100 guests. We have to get them from the different venues. Unlike a lot of other conventions, which are all centered in one place, we have to spread out all over downtown Pensacola. So we have a whole team that does nothing but drive all weekend and take those people everywhere. We have a safety team that just is there to make sure that everybody stays safe for that weekend. And the people that run the panels teams, you know, that do moderating for us and things like that. So it's a giant machine. It's 600 volunteers. It's a huge machine.
And that machine helps grow Pensacon's reputation among celebrity guests who regularly work conventions. Cheryl Sackman says they always try to go the extra mile to please the guests.
We've had guests that needed a certain kind of cigar and decided at 10 o'clock at night they wanted a certain kind of cigar, and somebody on our transportation team will go to the different cigar stores in town and find the cigar that they're looking for.
One would think that the Pensamom would tell their guests that smoking is a bad habit. Volunteers at Pensacon are asked to work 12 hours during the three-day weekend. For that, they get a three-day pass to the convention and a special T-shirt, as well as discounts at various merchants around town during the convention. Oh, and one more thing, just for full disclosure, I'm also a Pensacon volunteer. Bob Barrett, WWF News.